Easier.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
A cardinal fights back. New travel security. I'm Richard Johnson. The top money man at the Vatican, Cardinal George Pell, says he will strenuously fight what are called historical sexual assault charges in his native Australia. In Melbourne, Victoria Police Deputy Commissioner Shane Patton would say very little.
Cardinal Pell, as I say, has been charged. He is to appear at Melbourne Magistrates Court on the 18th of July for a filing hearing. And it relates to multiple charges and multiple complainants.
Pell has spent the last 3 years in Rome working to reform the Vatican's finances. The White House travel ban is back on just days after the Supreme Court let parts of the executive order take effect, pending a ruling later this year. Citizens of six mostly Muslim countries must now prove a direct family or business tie to the U.S. to get a visa. All who travel to the U.S. from overseas will be subject to much tighter security, according to Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly.
Airports will conduct more thorough passenger interviews and better vetting of future employees. Kelly says travelers can also expect enhanced screening of electronic devices.
Correspondent Andy Rose in Washington. If some in Congress get their way, you can forget about emulating Dennis Rodman. The House Foreign Affairs Committee is getting ready to consider a bill that would ban all tourism travel to North Korea by U.S. citizens. There would be some exceptions like family unification. You won't be camping in Arizona's Prescott National Forest for at least the next 2 weeks because of a wildfire that's grown to about 32 square miles. In California, a blaze near Burbank led to some evacuations yesterday, and a fire outside San Luis Obispo destroyed at least three buildings. The L.A. City Council has voted to rename a more than three-mile stretch of road in southwest Los Angeles Obama Boulevard. Not far from Boulevard's named after Presidents Washington, Adams, and Jefferson. I'm Richard Johnson.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Fairfax County Police now say they have found no credible information. The man accused of killing a Muslim teenager a couple of weeks ago is an MS-13 gang member. This after another woman came forward to say that the suspect, Darwin Martinez-Torres, assaulted her a week before the killing of Nabra Hassanan. That woman claimed that Martinez-Torres was a gang member. Well, you probably know what the term derecho means. Thanks to what happened 5 years ago today.
The main news of the day was a high of 104, says Steve Zuberg at the National Weather Service.
We set the all-time June record.
A small cell had developed in Illinois and started racing this way.
As the day wore on, the models went off the tracks a little bit.
By early evening, they knew it was something serious.
And I remember using enhanced wording in our severe weather statements. This is a life-threatening situation. You need to be in a safe place.
He says he's never seen anything like the lightning that came through that night.
It was just lit up.
Since then,
our modeling capabilities have improved, and we are seeing these structures showing up.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Corey Stewart, who narrowly lost the Virginia GOP primary for governor a couple of weeks ago, says the man who won it needs to ratchet up his passion for winning. In an interview with the Washington Post, Corey Stewart had advice for Ed Gillespie.
If you don't have the passion, your followers will not have the passion. So that's his challenge. And he's going to have to juice it up somehow.
As for Democratic nominee Ralph Northam,
I would have loved to run against Northam, because Northam is as boring as the bottom of my shoe.
Now, as for the man Ralph Northam beat in the Democratic primary, Tom Perriello is now heading a new political action committee aimed, he says, at helping down-ballot Democrats. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,455, the Nasdaq at 62,34. Sports, Steven Strasburg strikes out 13 as the Nats beat the Cubs again. The O's lose to Toronto. WNBA, the Mystics host the New York Liberty tonight. And the Quicken Loans National gets underway today. WMAL News Time 5:04 up next. Traffic and weather, then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here. Did you know you should have your carpets professionally cleaned at least once a year, even more if you've got pets? So how are your carpets holding up? Do you feel embarrassment when people see all the dirt and the mud and the traffic marks or smell bad odors? Listen, I've got an easy solution. Just call Zero Res. Zero Res is the company I use to have my carpets and sofas deep cleaned, left looking brand new, and smelling fresh again. Zero Res is the best. I can't recommend them enough. Zero Res brings all their own equipment, including their empowered water system, and it's a clean that dries in just a few hours. Zero Res is locally owned and operated by Lindsay and Luis Padilla. I know these guys, and I promise you, they care about customer delight. They've given me a special offer just for you, just for WMAL listeners. A carpet cleaning for just $54 per room, plus for a limited time, get 50% off any upholstery cleaning. Minimums apply. Call them now, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
505 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, no complaints right now. Beltway good. Virginia, Maryland, looks like the overnight road work as you head north of River Road. That's gone. 270 with lanes open. Road work on Interstate 95, Virginia, that's been wrapped up as we push north out of Newington and on to 395 across the 14th Street Bridge. Wide open there, too. I'm not seeing much of any backup. So nice quiet start on the freeway as well. Each direction. And heading into town on inbound New York Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Humidity up, temperatures coming up now over the next few days right into the upcoming weekend. Clouds mixed with some clear sky this morning and a cloud-sun mix this afternoon. A breeze out of the southwest, pumping temperatures up 90 degrees. Some clouds tonight, 72. Cooler out in the suburbs. Sunshine, a few clouds, 93 tomorrow. Some showers and thunderstorms by Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Leesburg, 61 in Waldorf, 68 degrees in Washington. New York Congressman Peter King is slamming the Senate health care bill, saying it's wrong to pass something for the sake of passing something. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It's 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, and it is Friday Eve, Thursday morning. We're almost there. We have a really fun show for you at 7:05. The great one, Mark Levin, will be joining us. I don't know if you know this, but he's got a new book out. He's got a new book out called Rediscovering Americanism. We're going to talk to him about that. And he's going to be having a book signing at Tyson's Corner. So we'll give you all the details about that,
too. I've been
reading
it. It's a good book.
At 7:35, Luke Rosiak from the Daily Caller will be with us to give us some information on that IT staff issue with the Democrats. Kind of all went away. Maybe not. 8:15, Sarah Carter from Circa as the FBI retaliating against Flynn. And at 8:35, Brandon Darby, the editor-in-chief of Breitbart, Texas, on the rise of MS-13 in the United States. I am Mary Walter with Vince Colonese. Vince, we have a passion.
Big time. Good morning, Mary. So, speaking of MS-13 and illegal immigration, the president of the United States issuing a statement yesterday, I believe he's pushing now, he's for the passage of these two immigration bills, anti-illegal immigration bills that are before Congress. We could get a vote today on both of them. One of them is Kate's Law. You'll remember the death of Kate Steinle, and she was murdered in 2015, and a five-time deported illegal immigrant was responsible for her murder, and he currently faces charges for the crime. And if signed, the law would increase penalties for deported immigrants who return to the United States. This is Kate's Law. So they would increase the penalties for people who were already deported and then returned back to the United States. This one, Kate's Law, actually might have some Democratic support. Steny Hoyer was asked about it yesterday, said, you know, that's a little more complicated. I've asked people to take a closer look at this. But Kate's Law seems like it has a shot of passing Congress and ultimately getting signed into law by the president of the United States very quickly. And President Trump, over and over and over, remember? Beautiful Kate. Beautiful Kate. During the campaign, always mentioning Kate Steinle. So that's one that's up. And the other is the No Sanctuary for Criminal Aliens Act. This is, again, sounds like a pretty common sense law. Don't provide sanctuary for criminal aliens. The law would, would not allow jurisdictions that refuse to comply with federal immigration detainers to receive grants from the Department of Homeland Security or the Department of Justice. Those funds would be instead allocated to localities that do comply with immigration detainers. And that act would also prohibit state and local law enforcement officials from refusing to assist or cooperate with federal efforts to enforce immigration laws. Sean Spicer has called both of these
pieces of legislation, major priorities for the president. They clearly want to get this done. They think they can. By the way, congressional watchers think that not only can these bills get to the House, they very well could make it to the Senate. They have a real shot. So in terms of actually passing legislation, this could be a big week for the president of the United States. Now, this second bill, Mary, the one that seems to be the one that has some contention to it, the No Sanctuary City for the No Sanctuary, let me see, here's it, No Sanctuary for Criminal Aliens Act. Well, that's the controversial one. This is the one that Democrats are saying, whoa, 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 I don't want to be a part of this. And they're doing it on the basis of a kind of an interesting line of reasoning. They say that if we start punishing sanctuary cities, then all of the illegal immigrants who would have been reporting crimes will stop doing it because now they're scared that they're going to be deported. So we're going to lose access to a vast stream of information about criminality that we don't want to lose. And you hear this line trotted out occasionally, Mary, and it's just this notion that there's all this illegal immigrant crime reporting going on by illegal immigrants that will just completely dry up. I haven't seen anyone present a strong case for that. It's always just sort of like a gut shot, like, what about illegal immigrants who report crimes? That's a good point. Yeah, well, we're going to lose those. Whoa. Careful. I mean, let's not be crazy. We've got to enforce our laws, right? We've got to actually figure out who's in the United States legally and who's not. And enforcing that law seems kind of important. But among illegals, you know, this idea that all of a sudden a bunch of illegal immigrants are going to stop reporting crimes, I'm not sure I buy that. Do you? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. Is that a reasonable excuse for not enforcing immigration law in the United States?
I understand what they're saying there, and they trot out, of course, you know, the victims. It always works. You know, they trot out the woman who came here who was, you know, being beaten and abused. Listen, look at this. The woman, the Muslim girl who was shot, Nasser. I forget, can't remember her name.
Hassanam.
Hassanam.
That's right.
And I apologize for her name. It was in my brain while you were talking, and then as soon as I opened my mouth, it flew out. but you said there was another woman who wanted to remain anonymous, who had been beaten, she alleges, by the same man who killed that young 17-year-old girl for no reason whatsoever, as far as I could tell, nothing valid. She claims that she was being beaten by him, right? But she was so afraid she didn't want to give his name, she didn't want to identify him. And they're saying that in situations like that, these poor women are going to come forward. They're not going to get treatment because if she goes to the hospital to get treatment or she shows up, she's going to be deported. So they're going to live in fear. And that's what they trot out. You know, how could you say that? It would be so terrible. Well, we'll make an exception if you show up in the hospital with an injury. Then it's, well, we'll make an exception. And we wind up back where we are. So, and then there's a story out of San Francisco, which we love this story. And if you want to join us, 888-630-9625. Do you have a problem with this? This story out of San Francisco. So there's a guy, Pedro Figueroa Zarcano. He walked into the police station December 2nd of 2015 to recover his stolen car. And he's in San Francisco, which is a sanctuary city. When he left the station, he was immediately taken into custody by ICE. So he is now suing the city because he says he was reported to federal immigration authorities, which violates the city's sanctuary city ordinance. So by the police calling ICE and reporting him, which is what he alleges happened because ICE met him when he walked out of the police station, so somebody ratted on him, that the city violated his rights in a sanctuary city to be there illegally. And now San Francisco is paying him $190,000 because they're like, yeah, you're right. We screwed up. We shouldn't have reported you because we're a professed sanctuary city. And Mike McKay just put his head in his hands. Just shaking his head.
It's insane. They're paying this guy $190,000
yeah.
Because he was an illegal immigrant. who wasn't protected by their sanctuary city policies.
Yeah, his lawyers claim that a San Francisco police officer directly contacted ICE and told them where to find Figueroa Zarcano. And the incident led to a two-month detention. And they say that is a violation of the sanctuary city policies, placing limits on local law enforcement's ability to cooperate with ICE. So there you go. He was released on Wednesday and will be handed a check upon his exit saying, congratulations, you've won the American lottery.
Is this not the most... Every time, you know, we often talk about illegal immigration and people who support illegal immigration, I don't know why there's a constituency for that, but there is. People who support illegal immigration in the United States argue, well, they're not a tax burden. In San Francisco, they're paying out a tax settlement of nearly $200,000 of taxpayer money to somebody who wasn't adequately protected by sanctuary city policies. That sure sounds like a tax burden to me.
I agree.
This is happening in San Fran. So what do you think? 888-630-9625. Has this just reached the height of insanity? 888-630-WMAL.
It's 515 at WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, you go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning. Boy, all right, here we go. Early start on our Thursday, Mary. I think I heard you say Friday Eve. I love it. And we like the start like this. Nothing on 66, Greenway, Toll Road, the Beltway, both Virginia and Maryland off to a good start. Heading into the district on 50 B-Dub, New York Avenue. All is well in the 3rd Street Tunnel, too. So I hope I have all these short reports coming up next. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today a mix of sun and clouds with a high near 90. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 72. Tomorrow, sunny with a few afternoon clouds, a high of 93. And a sneak peek at the weekend, it looks like maybe some showers on Saturday with highs in the low 90s. And Sunday, a few clouds with highs again in the low 90s. Currently in our nation's capital, 68 degrees at 516 on WMAL.
Want to make your weekend more productive? Tune in to Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services, Sunday afternoon at 3, right here on WMAL.
All right, Congress expected to take on two bills, Kate's Law and the No Sanctuary for Criminal Aliens Act. Kate's Law seems to have some, you know, wide agreement, increased penalties on people who keep coming back to the country after being deported. But the No Sanctuary for Criminal Aliens Act, this one that would withdraw federal funding from states and localities that choose to be sanctuaries for illegal immigrants, is getting some pushback from Democrats. And one of the pushbacks is, hey, if we stop sanctuary cities, we're going to stop all these crimes that are being reported by illegal immigrants. Sounds like a phantom issue to me. What do you think? 888-630-9625. You know, the ICE director yesterday was at the White House and said that no illegal immigrant should be comfortable in the United States. Boy, when was the last time we heard an ICE director say something like that?
Exactly. And do you agree that, or is you know, the other thing that people will say is, well, President Trump is breaking his campaign promise, you know, because he initially said that Dreamers had nothing to fear, right? He said that Dreamers had nothing to fear under, at least in the beginning, they were going after the bad hombres.
Yes.
Remember? Because he was, because that was the complaint of the left is, oh, he's going to separate families because apparently the families can't go with the deported person. They have to stay. I'm not quite, still haven't wrapped my brain around that. But the bad hombres were going. And then say, well, if every illegal alien has to, you know, shouldn't be comfortable in this country, he's breaking a campaign promise.
Yeah, but then again, the president on that campaign promise was in a couple different places. You know, 2 years ago, I believe, he had said that, you know, he was going to instantly repeal Obama's amnesty, meaning deferred action for citizen illegals, deferred action for childhood arrivals. That's what the DACA stands for. And he didn't, and he changed, and he said, we're gonna do this with heart, we're going to keep them in, and now we've got, you know, the head of DHS saying, John Kelly, like, hey, Congress needs to pass legislation to keep Dreamers in the United States. If that's what they want to do, this can't be an executive order anymore. So there's all that going on. But in terms of actually, like, taking on illegal immigration, yeah, you're right. I mean, ultimately, their primary focus has been the bad hombres and people who've committed criminal acts. So now we've got two pieces of legislation. One is Kate's Law, specifically targeted at criminal illegals. And the second is the No Sanctuary City Act. which is going to try and stop these states and localities from creating these safe spaces where illegal immigrants can be without concern at all that they're already in violation of the law. Let's start with Don from West Virginia. You're first up this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Your thoughts, sir, as you join us. Thanks, Don.
How you doing? Thanks for having my call. I just think it's hearing your guys' conversation, I think it's totally ridiculous to pay out somebody $190,000, you know, for being an illegal alien. I mean, why do these people have any rights under our Constitution when they're not citizens and they came in here illegally?
Well, he was just.
Have any right.
You don't think your tax money is being well spent if it's being paid out in a lawsuit?
What a waste! I would definitely move from San Francisco.
Well, if you were going to make that determination, you would have made that a long time ago, I think, coming out of San Francisco. Don, thank you. Let's go to William in Silver Spring. William, what do you got this morning for us?
Yeah, guys, this is all a fraud by both the media and the Democrats. When people call in to commit a crime, they do it on the anonymous tip line, so no one's going to know who they are. They've lied about this, and it's amazing how people don't see that. No one's going to know who they are.
Totally. And why would? And if you were already suspicious that authorities were going to track you down because of your status anyway, why would you be like, okay, I'm just going to volunteer that information? No, you'd probably use the anonymous tip line is what you're saying.
You know, but the other thing is, too, you need to broadcast this to 6 or 7 o'clock hour so more people can hear this. And it's all anonymous. It's all a fraud by the Democrats and the media.
Well, we are bringing it back up in the 8 o'clock hour, so we will do that. I'm not familiar with how illegals report crimes. I need to brush up on that, apparently, because I had no idea that
we're
going to
send you to Mexico. We're going to send Mary to Mexico on an investigative experience. How to report crimes as an illegal immigrant.
But I didn't know that they... But that's a really good point. If it's all anonymous... But then this guy, Figueroa's Zarcano, went to the police department to go pick up to report his stolen car, Pedro, and wound up being deported, handed over to ICE, and now he's $190,000 richer.
It's pretty good, I gotta say.
And of course he had to speak through an interpreter because we did that story about how people don't learn how to speak English if Spanish is their first language.
Really is the American dream. Break into the country, sue the locality that decides to enforce the law, and get $190,000
out of them. Bingo. The streets are paved with gold is 522 on WMAL.
And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero. Park smarter. The following is a paid commercial message.
Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
When it's time to buy new appliances, most people are laser-focused on comparing brands, specs, and prices. But sadly, some of them get suckered into going to a big-box or department store, where they're anything but focused. Sure, they sell some appliances, but they also sell house paint and lawnmowers and underwear. At Bray & Scarf, we only sell appliances, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big-box stores, and our prices are amazing. Focus, people. Come to Bray and Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Celebrate Independence Day at Bray and Scarf's Independence Bray Sale. With free basic installation on select Bosch dishwashers and a brand new lineup of Bosch dishwashers on display. Buy local this Independence Day at Bray and Scarf, the number one local and independent appliance retailer in the area, with factory-trained experts who are ready to help. Hurry into any of their 13 locations or go to BrayandScarf.com.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
It's 5:25. Time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it's time for good news for the start of a rush hour, and that's what I have to deliver. Coming out of Gainesville, 66, not just to the Beltway, but through Falls Church, over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, around the Beltway, Annandale, Tysons, Maryland Beltway, quiet, 270, Frederick down to the Beltway. Nothing to report coming out of Annapolis and Bowie, and then heading into town, both through Chevrolet and Riverdale, off to a great start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A return now to warm and more humid weather. A few clouds and sunshine as we continue to head on through this morning. A cloud sun mix this afternoon. A gusty southwest breeze up near 90. I'm meteorologist Ray Stichick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 67 degrees at 5:26 on WMAL.
All right, Kate's Law and the No Sanctuary for Criminal Aliens Act could be up for a vote as early as today. The president hopes they get passed. Legal immigration. Even San Francisco paying out $190,000 to an illegal immigrant who says that they didn't adequately protect him with their sanctuary city policy.
They violated their own policy, so they should pay him.
Ricky from West Virginia, you're up next on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Ricky.
How are you doing, sir?
Excellent.
Hey, thank you all for what you do, for one thing.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Not sure what that is, but thanks.
Hey, listen, this thing about illegal immigrants reporting crime.
Oh, yeah.
That ain't happening, man. Walk through a grocery store and try to get one of them to look you in the eye. You mean to say that they're walking into the police station and putting a finger on somebody?
Yeah. No. Well, I'm not asking people for papers at the grocery store, but I think you're right. I think that's right. It seems like...
Well, a good place to look for them is in the welfare line. You know, when they got that card, they got their cart full of groceries and steak and whatnot, and all paid for.
So, what do you make of this? What do you make of this San Francisco payout?
I think it's I think it's insane, man.
Oh, you didn't think it was reasonable? I was just wondering.
Reasonable. We ought to just, when we build the wall along the Mexican border, just cut California off and put them on the other side of it, too.
All right. Yeah, if Mother Nature doesn't take care of it, then maybe we can do it by law.
Yeah, but this is why we need to cut off the funding to these cities and these states, because our taxpayer dollars are paying this insanity. This is why it has to stop. It is 5:27 on WMAL.
Every day on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes, ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits, working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality, and providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
This is such a blow to invest.
Do it right now. Breaking news.
We are stopping all around the world.
We're waiting for the market to open in a
second. It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Well, coming up on WMAL, you know, Vince, a lot of people right now on their way to work, getting ready to go to work, we have something that's probably going to make you feel a lot better about where you work, because we're willing to bet that you don't have a boss like Edward Tiger Mike Davis, and we've got some of Tiger Mike's memos that we're going to share with you.
All right, Tiger Mike.
Yeah. We're going to make you very happy that you're working where you're working. It's 5:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Authorities continue to investigate the death of a 13-year-old girl who was struck and killed by a VRE train yesterday. Police say the girl was hiking with some relatives yesterday afternoon, walking on Bull Run Bridge when the train approached and hit her. Two other people on the bridge got out of the way safely. President Trump held his first 2020 re-election fundraiser last night at the Trump International Hotel in Washington as protesters stood outside.
Trump's fundraiser comes less than 6 months after he was sworn in. And that's about 2.5 years before Presidents Obama and George W. Bush held their first re-election events. At first, the press was invited to cover the event, but shortly before it started, the White House said confusion led to reporters being left outside.
Correspondent Andy Rose, remember where you were 5 years ago today? That's the day the derecho hit Washington like a sledgehammer, causing widespread damage. And Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner says it was also the day everyone realized PEPCO had to do more to improve reliability.
I think it was a wake-up call for a lot of people. What do we need to do to make sure our grid is more reliable?
And PEPCO's Jerry Pasternak says they have done a lot since then.
We continue to refine the way that we establish and communicate our estimated times of restoration.
A top advisor to Pope Francis is being charged with multiple sexual assaults in Australia, but Cardinal George Pell insists he is innocent.
I'm very grateful to the Holy Father for giving me this leave to return to Australia.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,455, the Nasdaq at 62,34. Sports, the Nats break out the bats as they clobber the Cubs. The Orioles' winning streak ends with a loss in Toronto. WNBA, the Mystics host the Liberty tonight, and the Quicken Loans National gets underway today. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Money doesn't come with instructions. Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. When my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services, we were committed to serving each client's best interests. Now, 30 years later, we still operate the same way. So we invite you to take advantage of our straightforward, common-sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments, just like we've done for thousands of people just like you. Just call 888-PLAN-RIC, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Because, after all, money doesn't come with instructions.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
A cure for hepatitis C, breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail, so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine, for all of us, where together, we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
This is Larry O'Connor, and this is a true fact. Last year, over 49% of the homes listed did not sell with the real estate agent who took the initial listing. And the result often costs home sellers thousands of dollars in lower offers and painful holding costs. This is why I always recommend my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers. In fact, they have over 5,500 ready buyers looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds lead the industry with getting your home sold fast and for top dollar. They net their sellers 6% more on average. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it for cash at a price acceptable to you. Call the Reynolds team direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading Virginia, north out of Quantico and up through to the Beltway. Just along the way, some volume starting to form, especially just as you head toward the Occoquan. 395, though, great. Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Off to a nice quiet rush hour around the Capitol Beltway. That means Virginia and Maryland. On 270, little sluggish here through Urbana, heading down to 109, but that's about the thickest stretch of the volume that's forming there. Looking good on Maryland's 95, 29, and the BW Parkway to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer weather now with Bermuda high pressure settling in off the East Coast. That's going to pump up the temperatures the next couple of days and the humidity. Clouds mixing with sunshine today, 90 degrees on a southwest breeze. Tonight, 72, suburbs a little cooler. Tomorrow, 93, sunshine and a few clouds. Some thunderstorms possible by Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 63 in Vienna, 66 in Bethesda, 67 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning, 536 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning on Mornings on the Mall, we got Mark Levin. You want a double dose of Mark in a single day? You got it. He's coming by at 7:05 to talk about his new book. You'll definitely want to hear that. Luke Rosiak joining us at 7:35. He's with the Daily Caller News Foundation to talk about the long simmering but all important IT scandal that's rocking the Democratic Party in Congress. If you haven't heard about this, now's your chance. 7:35. And again, 8:15, we got Sarah Carter from Circa News to talk about FBI retaliation. And then we've got Brandon Darby at 8:35 with Breitbart News. He's going to talk about MS-13 and the rise of gang issues within the United States. He knows a lot about that. Vince Colonna is here alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. That music makes me miss Michael Scott and the crew at Dunder Mifflin. The office. Well, you're on your way to work this morning. Maybe you're getting dressed. Maybe you're in the car and you're like, oh, it's Thursday. I just can't wait. We're going to make you feel really good about your place of work, because what we have here for you, for your listening enjoyment, are the memos that were sent by a man named Edward Tiger Mike Davis. He was a CEO back in the 70s, and he was with the Houston-based Tiger Oil Company. 25 years after they filed for bankruptcy in the early 2000s, his memos appeared online with his blessing. And there is actually a book out called More Letters of Note that was published with his permission. And his style of communication, shall we say, was widely known, and it was no secret, his management style. So we just wanted to share with you some of these, because we were reading these and just laughing out loud. They are so, and can you even imagine today? Can you imagine getting, this is dated 1978, June 1st. Mike Davis, to the employees, to all employees in the Houston office. I have noticed the rugs throughout this office are very dirty from people spilling things on them. I will have them cleaned, which will cost me $1,000. And In future, if people cannot carry their coffee without spilling it on my rugs, we will do away with the coffee pots entirely, just as we did away with the food. Please treat my rugs as you would your own home. If for any reason you spill something, wipe it up right away so it won't stain.
Uh-oh. Don't let Tiger Mike into a newsroom anywhere in Washington, D.C.
Look at the rug here. There's my God.
Like coffee stains that look like maps of the earth. It's like all over the place. Tiger Mike, let's go to another one here that I love. This is a business office, Tiger Mike writes in January 3rd, 1978. All correspondence and other things pertaining to this office will be typewritten. Handwriting takes much longer than typewriter. You're wasting your time. But more importantly, you're wasting my time. If you don't know how to type, you'd better learn. This is a memo to employees.
Yes.
This guy sounds like a charmer.
Oh, I found the one that about the food, why they got rid of the food. You are expected to work a minimum of 8 hours a day from Monday through Friday. If you do not want to eat the food that is prepared here, don't do me any favors by eating it. Go out to lunch. And when you go out, you make sure that you sign out. And when you come back, you sign back in. You are given 1 hour for lunch. If business or some delayed reason prohibits you from coming back in that 1 hour, please have the courtesy to call so that we will know when you will be back or what the problem is. Then that way, I won't have to wonder whether you've been here 8 hours or not. I suggest that you, I also suggest that you buy people enough cigarettes to keep here for yourself to smoke, because by God, you will not go out and buy them on my time. Anyone that needs to be off for whatever the various reasons may be, he goes on and on.
I love that. At least he's encouraging people to keep cigarettes in their office. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen these days. Meanwhile, let's go to January 11th, 1978. The subject line, idle conversation. Do you have idle conversation in your office, Mary?
Is it this entire show, idle conversation?
I think it is. I'm glad Tiger Mike's not in charge. Thank you, Victoria, for running this thing. Idle conversation and gossip in this office among employees will result in immediate termination. Don't talk about other people and other things in this office. And then in all caps, he writes, do your jobs and keep your mouth shut.
Vacations. As you know, after one full year of employment, you will receive 2 weeks vacation and 2 weeks respectively each year work thereafter. That's pretty sweet. Effective immediately, the 2 weeks per year must be taken 1 week at a time and begin the end of the week. There will be no more taking 1 or 2 days at a time and combining them with holidays and weekends. If, in my opinion, you deserve additional time off, you must obtain it from me, proving to me that you have worked hard enough to get it, not trying to edge a day here and there combined with the holidays. I am not a fool. I know you can take 2 weeks and stretch them into 2 months if properly done, so don't insult my intelligence. Ask for it like a man. Also, in your absence, you must arrange someone else to perform your duty.
Tactical vacation planning. I love
the Not a fan.
The extended weekend. That's what, you know, you use your vacation days to stretch it out. All right. Meanwhile, Tiger Mike. By the way, Mike, on The Office, Prison Mike was a character that...
That's right.
Michael from The Office created. Yes. So in some ways, this could be, I'm just thinking of, you know, Michael Scott as I'm reading these. Tiger Mike writes on January 12th, 1978, in a memorandum to all employees, I swear, but since I'm the owner of this company, that is my privilege. And this privilege is not to be interpreted as the same for any employee. That differentiates me from you. And I want to keep it that way. There will be absolutely no swearing by any employee, male or female, in this office ever. Signed, Tiger Mike. Tiger Mike gets to swear. Everyone else doesn't.
Yeah,
and he's very clear about that.
Absolutely. And he sent a memo to the employees about, they were grumbling apparently about what the rules between Tiger Oil Company and Tiger Oil International. And he says, if you are not happy working here, I suggest you get a job somewhere else, but you cannot work for Tiger Oil International without my approval. Any conversation of unhappiness or unrest among my employees pertaining to this will mean immediate termination. P.S. On days you have to work and you think you should be off, you wear slouchy dress attire. That will not occur in the future. You will wear proper dress attire to work always. Also, all employees should have the proper attitude to coincide with proper dress, especially on those days when you're working and you think you should be off.
All right, slouchiness not encouraged in Tiger Mike's world.
No, so remember, you may be grumbling because you have to go to work today, but you could be going to work for Tiger Mike. It is now 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis reaffirmed the United States' commitment to NATO's system of collective defense during his speech Wednesday at the George C. Marshall European Center for Security Studies in Germany. Secretary Mattis was quoted as saying, "The U.S. commitment to our NATO Article 5 security guarantee is ironclad." Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-734-1546. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-734-1546. That's 1-800-734-1546. 1-800-734-1546.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're in Virginia right now. Just some of the volume forming, Mary, Interstate 95 through Stafford and Aquia toward the Occoquan. And these are pretty normal delays that we see at the building of the rush hour. Same story through Manassas. But we're really off to a quiet start here as far as incidents and problems. Beltway checking out fine, both Maryland and Virginia. No problems to report on 270. Getting down to the Beltway on 29 and 95. Do see some of the volume in town as we had DC 295 southbound past Benning Road and East Capitol Street, and we're bunched up a bit on New York Avenue approaching Bladensburg Road. DC crews were on their way to check to see if there was a broken down or a fender bender along the way, but again, inbound New York Avenue to the light of Bladensburg. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Humidity up, temperatures coming up now over the next few days right into the upcoming weekend. Clouds mixed with some clear sky this morning and a cloud sun mix this afternoon. A breeze out of the southwest pumping temperatures up 90 degrees. Some clouds tonight, 72. Cooler out in the suburbs. Sunshine, a few clouds, 93 tomorrow. Some showers and thunderstorms by Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 67 degrees at 5:47 on WMAL.
Are you ignoring your 401k? If so, it could cost you a small fortune. Learn 7 strategies that could reboot your 401k on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine.
It's pretty much common wisdom that people who are religious are far more intolerant than those people who are atheists, correct?
And I get,
right? It's common knowledge,
I'll take your word for it.
I mean, I hear it all the time.
That's true. People say that.
People are closed-minded. Christians are bigoted because they're closed-minded. They're anti-gay and they're racist and, you know, every other stereotype that the left loves to paint.
Like maybe more clear-minded would be the way I would phrase it, but closed-minded, okay, whatever you want to say.
Well, clearly you're one of those people. Well, a study was done at Catholic University of Louvain by Dr. Philippe Uzarevic, and he was one of the co-authors. And this study is published in SciPost, which I don't know what that is. Apparently, it's an industry magazine.
You don't read SciPost every week?
I'm a little backed up.
Okay.
He did this study, and they found that while atheists love to think of themselves as more opened, they're actually less tolerant of dissenting opinions than their religious counterparts. And I think we've all encountered this. I've encountered it. Because there's just this broad sweeping stereotype of, oh, well, you attend church every week, you're religious, you're a practicing Catholic, so therefore you're intolerant. I must be anti-gay, I'm against gay marriage, I'm intolerant, I'm this and that, I'm everything else. When it's hilarious because I'm not. And so I encounter this a lot. He confirmed that the religious and non-religious each have their own particular targets of prejudice, but atheists and agnostics are generally less open to differing opinions than Christians. The study was based on 788 European adults. 445 of them were either atheist or agnostic. 255 of the remaining were religious believers of various Christian denominations, but they also had 17 Muslims, 3 Jews, and 17 Buddhists. They said in their study, the relationship between religion and close-mindedness depended on the specific aspect of close-mindedness. So he talks about, you know, everybody's got their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when it came to subtly measured inclination to integrate views that were diverging and contrary to your own perspective, the religious showed more openness to those ideas than the atheists.
Well, atheism is sort of the logical endpoint of giving up on discernment, right? It's just like, I don't know. God doesn't exist. At some point, it's just like, by definition, it's like, hey, I'm done. You know, I've sacrificed here. I've thought about it long and hard, and I'm done. I don't really want to think about this anymore. I've come to a conclusion. So like once you're like, that's it, I've come to that conclusion, I guess in the end result is that you sort of close your mind off to other possibilities once you declare yourself an atheist. So that stands to reason. And meanwhile, Christians are way more open-minded about a lot of issues that I don't think that are, it's often, they're often caricatured as not being open-minded. But Catholics, for instance, on the issue of like Darwinism and evolution, you know, have long been like, yeah, you know, there's a lot of interesting evidence out there. It doesn't suggest God wasn't a part of the whole process. You know what I mean? So I find that there's a tremendous amount of open-minded conversation among people who are religious believers. And there's many atheists, by the way, very intelligent atheists out there that got there by, you know, strong logical reasoning. But yeah, I do think atheism is sort of the end point of just giving up on discernment.
Well, he did say that since the atheists in his study came from highly secularized and non-religious Western Europe, they probably didn't have a lot of opportunities to engage with religious believers, and that made them more intolerant. So I thought that was very interesting, and it confirms what a lot of us believed anyway. 551 on WMAL. Here's El Rushbo.
Okay, so if you live in America's heartland, you'll be thrilled to know the Democrat Party wants to make amends. The Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee has appointed a congresswoman from Illinois, Sherry Bustos, to head their Heartland Engagement Office. Ms. Bustos says the Heartland is critical to Democrats winning back the House. She says that her party has got to do better when it comes to listening to people from small towns and rural areas. Flyover country, in other words. Now, she says that Democrats want to help people in the wasteland. Sorry, Heartland. And she wants to help them find good-paying jobs, raise strong families, and live the American dream in the great American heartland. Now, as the new Heartland Engagement Ambassador, Ms. Bustos wants to build a partnership with you in the wasteland. Heartland. Every time Democrats lose big, they do this, folks. When Howard Dean took over the DNC years ago, he promised that Democrats would stop ignoring the heartland and pay attention to their values. But it's all BS. Democrats despise the values of the heartland. They mock them every chance they get. Remember Obama's bitter clingers? You people in small-town America holding onto your guns and your religion? The Democrat Party agenda has never been about engaging with the heartland's traditional values. It's about wiping them out.
General all-round good guy.
Right. Noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's quality education.
There's still time to enroll in the UMUC MBA program starting July 5th. Earn an award-winning MBA in just 18 months for about $25,000. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
5:55 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's head across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, and not so bad. In fact, light volume each direction. We're off to a really good start here around the Capitol Beltway. Getting to the Beltway, though, out of Fort Washington, we do have a crash north on 210, Indian Head Highway. Right before you get to Swan Creek Road, watch crews on the scene there. Again, north on 210 near Swan Creek. No problems to report, but the volume building on 66, same story with 95, 395. Still looks like a great ride coming out of Landmark 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now from Garage Door Repair. Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer weather now with Bermuda high pressure settling in off the East Coast. That's going to pump up the temperatures the next couple of days and the humidity. Clouds mixing with sunshine today, 90 degrees on a southwest breeze. Tonight, 72, suburbs a little cooler. Tomorrow, 93, sunshine and a few clouds. Some thunderstorms possible by Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're down to 66 degrees at 5:56 on WMAL. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Mederma Skincare.
Visibly reduce the appearance of your scars with the number one doctor and pharmacist recommended scar care brand, Mederma. Mederma Advanced Scar Gel is the trusted once daily formulation that's clinically shown to work. Mederma Advanced Scar Gel from the Mederma family of skincare solutions.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Tired of making resolutions? How about making a decision to get your affairs shaped up and your legal house in order? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Celebrate America's independence with America's luxury brand, Ted Britt Lincoln. Experience customization you can only get from Lincoln Black Label. And Ted Britt for Life. Lifetime vehicle coverage you can only get from Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly. We'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for all maintenance and warranty service. prestigious Lincoln Black Label, protected by Ted Britt for Life Lifetime Vehicle Coverage. Shop online now at TedBrittLincoln.com.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
And coming up on WMAL.
That investigation into Russia is starting to consume the Democratic Party. How long is that going to keep being a conversation point?
Nothing to see here. Move along. Also, something happening in Kentucky. They're bringing the Bible back into school, and it can now be taught in Kentucky schools. Is this necessarily a good idea, or does this concern you? We'll give you all the details. It is now 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630.